So welcome. The offering is in the back here in the sanctuary and in the overflow and online on our website. Grateful for your willingness to give and your generosity in that way. A number of announcements are in your bulletin. One of those is that Young at Heart is this week, this Wednesday at 11:30. So if you are intending to come and haven't yet RSVP'd, talk to Aldine today so that those plans can be finalized for how many will be expected. Also in your bulletin, the annual meeting information. I know it's only the end, only September, but the annual meeting will be in November. But information there on how to make nominations from the floor for positions. On the front is the information on how to do that. On the back is the positions that can be nominated. We are asking that nominations be due to the nominating committee by Sunday, October the 8th, those need to be in writing. So just be aware of that. The information will be in your bulletin for the next several weeks. And if Dan would come forward, he has some announcement for us as we count down the days to Fall Family Fun Day, less than 3 weeks away. Fall Family Fun Day. Here you go, Dan.
Thank you. Is this thing on? Funny. Real funny, Jake. Okay, well, I'm up here. Before I do anything, I have to apologize to Vic Robb because I told him I was going to sing to him, and I'm a liar. So forgive me. But his birthday was this week, so if you want to sing to him, go for it. No? Okay. Later. I'm announcing Fall Family Fun Day, October 7th, or was it the 15th? No. October 7th at 12. And there will be gift baskets and games, and the best part of all is chili. So if you make a mean chili, guys' wives, if you make a mean chili, then make it for your husband that day so he can get the credit for making it. And there will be a contest and some prizes for the winners. Anything else that I miss? No. Hope to see you there.
Thank you, Dan. And just as you are coming in on the entryway, there is the thermometer there that gives us an idea of how much money. If you're interested in giving towards Fall Family Fun Day, just mark FFFD on your offering envelope or on a check. And also sign up sheets for volunteering that Mara has, and they're out in the entryway. All right. Thank you, Dan, for sharing all of that with our Fall Family Fun Day. Psalm 24 says this. Listen to the word of the Lord as we come into this time of worship. David says, "Lift up your heads, O you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he, this King of glory? The Lord Almighty. He is the King of glory." More than anything, we desire the presence of the Lord in our midst. And so as we begin this time together, we want to welcome the King of glory to come. Without him, we are just doing religious activity, going through religious motions, having a form of godliness, but denying the power therein. And so above all, we desire that the King of glory, his presence, would dwell amongst us, would move amongst us. We desire to be with him. So as we begin, I would just even encourage you in your own words, if you would be so led, just quietly before the Lord, "Come, King of glory, come. I want to meet with you." And then I will lead us in prayer this morning. Let's pray. King of glory, Lord Jesus, Abba Father, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come. You, the one who is everywhere present, may your known presence be here. Jesus, you are the one who stands among us, and we acknowledge you here by your Spirit this morning. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. He is the King of Glory. We welcome you to come. If we go through this time and you are not known in this place, then we have missed out. We desire to be with you. More than anything that you can do for us, we desire to be with you. Come, King of Glory, come. You are welcome here. Exalt the name of Jesus. Glorify your name in this place, we pray. Move, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, I ask. Amen.
Amen. 62:5-8 says, "Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from him. Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge." If you would rise and join us as we pour out our hearts to the Lord, who is our refuge. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Whom shall Yes, I will see the goodness of the Lord.
Remind yourself this truth.
I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord.
I'm going to read that psalm just one more time for us. Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from Him. Truly, He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in Him at all times, you people. And pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge.
Song we're declaring, He is the joy, He is my joy.
our prayer that the hope that we have experienced in Jesus Christ would spread throughout the world to our friends and to our family and our community. We get to take part in that through prayer. So we can just enter into a time of, you know, interceding on behalf of the world around us, just lifting them up in prayer, praying for light and hope, the presence of Jesus. You can pray those things silently, but also if you feel led to lift up a prayer out loud, feel free to do so. Spoken ones, Lord, we know that you hear. And we know that it has to be you, Jesus. Hope and the light of your presence only comes through you. And so we just speak your name, Jesus, into these places, the power of your name, into the community around us, into our families, Lord, and our friends who don't know you. We ask that the hope that comes through your name, Jesus, would spread, that it would be contagious, and that as we go out, that others would be drawn to you through us, that we would be good stewards of your presence within us. And we trust, Lord, that you are moving around us, that you are drawing people to yourself. We thank you that you allow us to join in that, that you allow us to see what you're doing, and that we get to know you more as we join you in that work. And so, Lord, even now, we just continue to intercede for those around us. And we trust that you hear our prayers and that you will answer. In Jesus' name.
Jesus. Over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes, Jesus, we fully acknowledge that there is great power in your name, that there is nothing too difficult for you to overcome, Lord, and that there is no one who is too far gone because you can do the impossible. And so, Lord, we just lift up all of our prayers, all of our worries, all of our concerns to you and entrust them into your hands. And Jesus, we welcome the power of your presence into this space today, into our hearts. We ask, Lord, that you would speak by your Spirit and that you would transform us, Lord, from the inside out. Lord, and would your Spirit help us to discern the truths that you have to speak to us today through your word. And Lord, we thank you in advance because we know that you will do and speak great things. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.